And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, fresh back from Kingfisher Charters in Alaska, both of us here. And I'll tell you what, we have a great show lined up for you today. Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks here in the studio with us. Going to be a great show talking about calico bass, yellowtail, bluefin tuna. You name it, we're talking it. If it swims in the salt water, it's going to happen today. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a fun show today is going to be.
We got a lot of action in here, too. In addition to Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing, Ron Lane Fastline Kayaks, we have the ultimate kayak fisherman, or just the ultimate fisherman in general, Chris Minnick in the studio, too. We'll try and get Chris to say some words. He's kind of shy. Not really, but you're welcome. We're great to have you, Chris, in the studio. And this guy is a scientist when it comes to going fishing and catching fish, for sure. But, Jeff, you guys just got back from someplace yesterday afternoon, right?
Yes, we did, Pete. Good morning. Good morning, everybody out there.
Place called Cedros, right?
Beautiful Cedros Island, yeah, down at my house there, hanging out with the Let's Talk Hookup gang and Ron. And we had a very successful trip down there this past week. Calico bass were biting very, very well. Yellowtail were definitely all over the south end of the island there. So
wow.
We had great weather. So, yeah, it was fantastic.
How cool is that? So you fish both from kayaks as well as your ponga, right?
Absolutely. The yellowtail, they move around quite a bit, so you can't always target them on the kayaks. And so luckily we had a maneuverable group, and those guys were willing to take a chance with me on our second day of our trip. And we went out there and trolled some Rapalas a little bit and then made some bait and definitely got into some good yellows. So.
Good times.
I was blown away at the quality of calico bass. Before the show, Jeff was showing me some pictures of some of the bass the boys caught. There are some giants down there
right now.
I mean,
ridiculous.
Real giants.
When you can go back-to-back on five-pound calicos, one after another, it's just ridiculous. I got into a little frenzy of them, and I got to tell you, I started giggling so hard. I'm like a little kid just hooting and hollering. Somebody said, I think Ron's having too much fun.
Time to come to the boat, yeah.
So how do you do it? I mean, you take the kayaks on the ponga as like a mothership type of deal?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's I have the truck and the trailer, but we found that moving around with the ponga has been much more successful and a lot easier for us, and we can access the whole island. We can actually access Benitos because we kayaked there last year with Chris.
Oh, cool.
We've been in Natividad, fishing bass and yellows over there too. So just my accessibility to that region using the ponga it's just much, much better, more comfortable, easier launch. We're not launching from the beach. Then you just step out of the ponga straight into your kayak and
sure.
Away you go. So.
Wow, how fun is that? And so that's all part of the deal when you go to Cedros kayak fishing.
I'll use every single piece of equipment that I have on down there to make sure we have fun. If it's my ponga, if we need to go somewhere with the truck and trailer, the kayaks, like whatever I know that we need to do, we're going to do and use every bit of my equipment to make it happen for sure and have a great time. So.
That's cool.
Ron, he's become like the mayor there.
Seriously.
Well, we were joking about that because the old mayor's house is no longer standing, so we figured he'd just kind of
assume the position.
Yeah. Jeff's the new mayor.
I really do love that island, and my wife and I both, we put a lot of time into, trying to give back down there and stuff like that. We're down there all the time, so we're recognized down there now, and, we love it, and it's we're privileged to be part of that community for sure.
One of the things that I like about this, going with Jeff, it's like you're not going to a hotel or you're going to his house.
Absolutely.
And it's a beautiful house, just all built, all new. You're almost like in your own little compound. We have our own little places. We rig our tackle and get ready for the next day. And you'll see his whole staff piling kayaks, get them on the big, the ponga, and so we can mothership to an area. Second day we're there, we're 20 miles up north on the northern point fishing calicos.
That's cool.
Wow.
No, those things haven't seen stick baits and all these things we're throwing at them. It's a great feeling to be fishing in Jurassic Park for Jurassic, calicos.
Yeah, especially out of the Hobies.
And some of the guests you had, I mean, these guys came from Tennessee.
Right.
And they were on calicos, second or third cast, getting in the kayak.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Really
so
fun.
Cool.
Bucket list trip for sure.
Oh, yeah. They had a great time. Catching yellows, too. Like, we took them out on the ponga, and, they're really used to just spinning rods, which is, interesting. They couldn't even mess with the conventional stuff. But I have a full quiver down there that they rented, and, they were catching them. You know what I mean? They were catching them, having a great time. So
you don't even need to bring any rods and reels.
You can just show up with your clothes, and you can even pack light because we're washing clothes every day. I think I have the best staff by far down on the island. They're so friendly. They're just accommodating, and they take care of all of our needs. So it's just like being here at home. So
yeah, that's
and
cool.
The tackle shop too is. The past 2 years have been just great for us down there.
So you still have Cedros Tackle. You talk so much about Cedros kayak fishing. The tackle shop is still around.
Oh, around and thriving.
Yeah,
tours have been, just really, really awesome the past couple of years, bringing the people by. And, it's becoming more and more challenging to keep things in stock down there.
Sure.
I'm sure.
So if whether you're going to Cedros kayak fishing or Cedros sport fishing or anywhere else.
Any of them, yeah.
They'll bring you by the store, You can rent gear, too?
Absolutely. Anything anyone needs that people call before they even go, even though they're traveling with other tours and stuff, that doesn't bother me. I want them to come to the island and have what they need, or if they need to come by the shop, you know. And all of the managers at the other tours are very friendly with us, and they, you know, they, none of them want to hassle trying to get tackle down there, so which is, you know, convenient for me, of course. And so they all, we're all in contact, and they just give us a call. The door isn't always open to the tackle shop,
sure,
but it is always open because we're a phone call away, and I've gone down there at 9 at night because someone wanted some hooks.
I need some more 40-pound. Hurry.
50-pound, I can't even keep it in stock right now.
Wow.
That's
pretty
cool.
Funny. And jigs, and do you have the right plastics, everything?
Absolutely. You know, I've got all the plastics, but I've been using this new brand, Raj Garage Swim Baits, that I met him last year, Jeff Rogers, through Afrin, Abutin, War Baits. The strongest, most durable swim baits by far, and this is our testing grounds down here. You get so many calicos on a daily basis down there that you have to have a swim bait if you're going to fish them that's tough. And you can get 20 or 30 fish out of these ones that they swim really well. We were smashing them this past trip. I mean, absolutely. From 50 feet of water to 0 feet if you threw a thing up on the rock. I mean,
wow.
We were getting fish. So.
Oh, frothing.
Big ones.
Boiling calicos all around.
Oh, you got me so fired up right
I
now.
Mean, it made
so
me cool.
Jumping out of the water with red crabs in their mouth.
I just
like,
sitting
it was
in
awesome.
My kayak out in
awesome.
The middle of nowhere giggling. Just going, look at all
that. That's so cool.
Absolutely hilarious down there.
Yeah. So Ron, I'm guessing you had fun.
Oh, I got a ticket. Excessive fun.
Excessive fun.
They wrote me a ticket.
Let me see
all right,
thumb.
Penalized. Excessive fun.
He had to
fun.
Go sit in the bongo for
no,
two hours.
No, wait. That's a good question. Why don't I have bass thumb? Bass thumb. Okay, Chris, you tell. Why don't
Chris
I
has
have...
all the secrets.
Yes, and that is the truth.
We were. I brought a bunch of Berkeley's D hookers. I don't know what else to call. We call them Mexican.
No, it's the Chingus.
Well,
the Chingus.
I don't want
Chingus.
So
I'm not sure you can say that.
I brought a bunch of these D hookers and I showed the guys, hey, look at you don't have to get near the hooks or touch the fish. You just hold the line, turn things upside down, they fall right off. So it works fantastic. So,
and especially fishing down there, because I mean you put a day of good calico bass fishing in there, you might as well just run your hand in a cheese grater all day long.
Like bass thumb runs amok, and if you know. No bass thumb.
Mine from the San Clemente Island kayak trip is just recovering.
I got to tell you, I'm a believer in the Chingaderas or whatever they call that thing.
Is it a mackerel de-hooker? Is that what it is?
Like a bait shaker.
Like exactly, that's all it is, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a great
bait
call,
de-hooker.
Though. Yeah. Why would you not do that?
Especially when you're fishing with those stick baits that have multiple hooks.
Full of sharp treble hooks?
Yeah, you just hold the line and bing! They're off. Yeah. I'm going, whoo, that's good.
Yeah, good for you. That's cool. So I want to get back to what you've done for the island because the island, the people like you there because you give back.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You've brought them.
Not just taking advantage.
You've brought
great point.
Them but, so yeah. many things to make their lives better, right?
You know, it's so easy to help people down there. I mean, they really don't have that much. And so, you know, it is easy with our kids fishing clinics that we do. My wife now is completely involved, and she did a giant soccer clinic a couple months ago. Yeah, it was awesome. We had 40 kids there. Every kid that was there that attended got cleats, a uniform, a new ball, and then my wife ran drills, and then they had a little scrimmage, and then we had there's a family down there that sells hot dogs, has a little hot dog cart, so they came and we gave served 100 hot dogs to everybody. So cool, you know, the dude. Family and friends there. And yeah, it was awesome. You know what I mean? It was really awesome. That was all donated stuff from my wife is in a 40 and over women's soccer league, and all her people donated. And just so it's so easy to help people down there.
That's
you know?
Cool. Yeah, because they just don't have a lot.
They're
isolated.
You know, and I'm down there so much now, especially over the past couple of years, that you know it's just I am a part of that community. That's my island. And you know, my whole family loves it. My wife, I brought my mom, my aunt, my daughter's been down there a couple times already this year. So
fantastic. Yeah. So the problem is it's a small operation. You take a maximum of 4 people, right?
Yeah. At my place, it's just a lot more personal. 4 guys max, you know what I mean? It keeps everything, just nice and simple. We can do more. You know what I mean? We have a smaller group. We barbecue on the beach. You know what I mean? We're all hanging out. We can go and do so many more different things because of the smaller group, you know what I mean? And we all leave there as friends, you know. Mo and Parker, the last guys that were there from Tennessee, I mean, they're already, you know, we were in the parking lot, and he was saying he's coming back in September and planning trips for next year. You know, it just, we all just become friends, and that's what, you know, staying at my house allows us to do, you know, with a smaller group.
Chris, how many times have you been there? Nine times. And you've only been around for how long?
This is his, well, he came in our, kind of our introductory year.
Yeah.
Then last year he came 6 times. This year he has 7 trips, and then next year already.
That's cool.
He's already given me his schedule because I have 9 trips on the books already for next year. So,
and they're filling.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. We're keeping this a little bit more personal and everything. And so I'm not the guy that's going to try to do 40 or 50 trips a year. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're the more exclusive 20 to 25 trips a year. We're providing a different experience at Cedros than any of the other people are. And it's just a more intimate setting, and that's why, you know, we're just keeping it the way it is.
That's so cool.
Good for you.
Hey, back to that giving back to the island. I was on one of the trips last year where we had the, honor to do a fishing clinic for the kids right there in the marina.
Mm-hmm.
Their parents showed up with the kids, their grandparents. It was a scene.
Yeah.
The police came down getting involved.
Yeah.
And Chris had donated a whole bunch of rods. And he doesn't let anybody know that. But all these rods and reel packages were donated. And when you give a kid a rod and you show him how to fish and have fun off the docks right there, even the dads were kind of going, wow, what's going on here? This is cool. It was really fun. And you feel like a part of the community then, just like you're coming to their island, you know, using their place and leaving. It's more like you're part of it. And I really had it affected me. I really had fun doing that with Jeff.
Yeah,
I feel like when you go there, it's kind of like you're fishing with your buddies instead of going, you know, to a big hotel or something.
Exactly. Even if you don't know, because everyone gets their own room. So it's just the comfort level is, you know, just a lot different. You know?
Yeah. So the question is, so limited availability.
Yeah, right.
Are there any spots available this year?
There's I did open a couple trips in September, so there is some spots left if someone, you know, wanted to give me a call. You know, plane tickets is obviously, you know, the biggest challenge.
That's the hard part, right?
But September's a good time of year for sure.
With all the different lodges down there, did they increase the flights now?
They've added, they got the second flight that they do on most days. And then now I've been hearing they've opened up some Tuesdays and Saturdays from time to time. So
but, of course, Cedros Sport Fishing has their own flight, so they're not even a factor now, right?
They run out of Tijuana.
Out of Tijuana.
Yeah.
So they have their own charter, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's enough space that you can find people to get down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I have a good connection at the airlines there, and you know, we're not afraid to take care of those guys either. You know what I mean? And so
four people too. It's
How does the transportation work, you know, like as far as getting down there, getting to the flight, what's the rundown on that scenario like?
So what we do is we all meet at Ron's place because it's safe, free parking.
Fast Lane
Kayaks. Yeah, that's a good call.
You know. So we all rendezvous there, and then my driving service comes up from Ensenada and picks us up. And last year I was driving us, which was fine, you know, no big deal. But just having those guys, it makes it so simple. They know back roads and things like that, you know what I mean? So they just, you know, get us down there. We get our visas really quick, zip down to the restaurant. We still go to all my favorite eateries and, you know, go eat. And then they, you know, get the, you know, exchange some money and then straight to the airport, you know. And then those guys are waiting for us to bring us back to Fastlane. And, you know, they're looking at their phone. I mean, we waited, I don't know, a little over an hour yesterday, you know what I mean? They take us to all the fastest ways across, and it's seamless, you know.
That's
it's really been seamless.
But again,
you know exactly on the
you don't need to worry about driving in Mexico. You don't need to worry about knowing how to get to Ensenada. You just show up to Fastlane and
that's it.
You're done. Now you're just hanging out, enjoying Baja and having a cool breakfast and flight. Everything else taken care of.
Yeah, once you get to Fastlane, the rest is pretty much on me.
You just get
in the van and kind of sit back. You know, it's our program is so smooth right now. So smooth. It's just it's absolutely trouble-free.
Yeah.
That's great.
So
I particularly liked when we got there like at noon, we were rigging our rods, having a great ceviche lunch and then we're right
fishing.
Out kayak fishing the first day.
Same day you get there.
And what was really a crack up is we launched those kayaks and one of those guys was on a fish, second cast, when we launched.
Absolutely.
Right there by the marina.
Cool to, like, figure out the timing. Like, I was at Ron's, you know, 3 hours ago and now I'm pulling on a calico bass at, you know, at
Cedros Island. Yep.
That's
cool. it was 7 hours. We were there at 5:30 and then we were really fishing by 1:30. We were in the water.
That's so cool.
That's awesome. And how much is a trip down there?
We for a 4-day trip, $1,850, all inclusive.
Wait a minute. That's it?
That
includes everything? The airfare?
Food?
Yeah, I pay all the overages. I've been working deals for the rods because they kind of change all the time. So if you're bringing four rods, expect to pay, you know, maybe an extra $50 for your rods to get down there. But otherwise, I take care of any overages and the weight. You know, we're not bringing a ton of fish back anyway because I don't freeze any fish. Everything is fresh. So, you know, we just, yeah, it's, you know, that's a 4-day package. You know what I mean?
Pretty
so.
Awesome.
That's cool,
yeah.
Jeff.
As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. We haven't even entered into the fast lane kayak world yet.
God, I've been living on kayaks.
Yeah, I know.
Been sitting on them for days now. San Clemente Island and Cedros.
So much to talk about. So much cool stuff to cover. It's just going to be an awesome show. And boy, with these three guys in here, I mean, you want to talk about all things fishing, whether it be from kayak or Cedros or everything in between. It's going to be a great show. And we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to get through to Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways that you can reach us. First of which is our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Also, you can try us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only you get a chance to talk to Jeff, talk to Ron, talk to Chris, get all your questions answered today, you have also got a shot at winning a couple of awesome prizes. And check this out at the end of the show today. First of which, one lucky caller is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This time we're giving away the World Cup, without question, the single most popular pair, at least that we sell at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. That is our favorite pair of Maui Jims, the World Cup, a great pair of glasses from Maui Jims. This
all
one
all over. For the fisherman, that's like number one.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It's a great, it's a wraparound. It's big, but it's not like so big that it's out of the way. It really blocks the sun. It's a great pair of Maui Jims. This one is a Marlin frame, which is it's the same frame that I have right now. It's like a transition of blue to brown. It's a really cool frame color. It's a great neutral gray lens with that super thin glass. It's a really nice pair of Maui Jims that somebody's winning at the end of the show today. In addition to that, another lucky caller is going a Salty Crew package hand-picked by Ron. And the Salty package includes a pair of shorts, it includes a Salty Crew shirt, includes a Salty Crew hat, a really cool package from the boys at Salty. And what a cool couple of prizes those are.
Yeah, indeed. You are the Salty Crew headquarters there at Fastlane Kayaks.
Well, we're trying.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been a blast watching how the numbers are going on that. I mean, yeah. Jared and Hayden and Milo Myers, they started that thing 3 years ago, and it's blowing up.
It's been so fun watching it happen from a couple of great buddies starting a clothing company to then, like, the next year. I can totally remember we were on a trip to Kauai with my family and texting Jared, "You're not going to believe this, man. There's a dude wearing a Salty Crew shirt on the plane." Fast forward 3 years. You can't go anywhere without seeing a Salty Crew shirt going by. And I mean, it's just, they make such cool stuff and they've done such a good job.
And now they got the tour going.
It's awesome. Everything that's happening there. And that tour is cool.
Yeah, indeed. Well, when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls and talk more fishing here. Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing, Ron Lane, Fastlane Kayaks, and the ultimate fisherman, Chris Minnick here. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
No matter what the season, Rapala Lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Wrap Mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Wrap mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size, and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Fishing is a lifestyle for many of us, and what you wear on your feet is a big part of that. So I like to live aloha and wear Olakai premium footwear. Every pair is created with the Hawaiian culture and heritage in mind, plus unique details and features. Olakai sandals are the best I've ever worn because they're based on the feeling of your bare foot in wet sand for natural heel cup and arch support. Nothing could be more comfortable and good for your feet. Olakai makes footwear for any time of day or night. My favorite Olakai sandals are the Ohana. Water resistant and great for the beach or the boat. Olakai is always coming out with great new styles too, like the Nohea Moku that features a no-tie bungee lace with patented drop-in heel that lets you slide right in. And the Razor Sip bottom delivers plenty of traction on the boat deck. Share your aloha with the Olakai crew by following them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Olakai and tagging your photos with hashtag Anywhere Aloha. Olakai footwear is now available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Dana Landing, and other fine tackle stores or olakai.com.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick, fresh back from Kingfisher. We'll talk about that trip in a few, but we've got so much to talk about here with Jeff Mariani from Sagos Kayak Fishing, Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks. Speaking of Fast Lane Kayaks, boy, did we have a great time on the Islander, right?
God, that Islander trip, it gets, I don't know, that is the best crew for launching. I was in the water so quick, and you know.
Yeah. Well, there was only one person in the water faster than you.
Yeah, Chris.
The guy sitting next to you, Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
I couldn't believe this guy's.
And then
this guy's. Chris, you mind me saying your age? 72, right?
Seventy-three. First one in.
He was in the water at what? 6 o'clock, Chris? 6:20. First kayak in the water. Last kayak out at 7:30 p.m. He never got right. Am I right? You never got out of your kayak.
He handed the tacos through. I did not want to get out of the kayak at lunchtime because I was enjoying myself too much. So I got you to pass me two tacos through the scupper hole of the boat. I was too low to reach it.
Yeah, that was. I was pretty impressed. But yeah,
well, I was going back to the boat to get live bait.
I mean,
now think about it. You got your little kayak. You pull up. And they bring you these beautiful sardines.
Yeah.
You're on the island, and I'm going, this is great, you know. And then they go, we have an announcement. We have, you know, tacos, and I think they were pulled pork or no, carnitas tacos. And I go, what? I'm right here? Stepped off the gangway, you know, just went right in, got two tacos, and I'm pedaling away from the boat, and I go by Chris, and I go, look, tacos! They look like they're
and
from a restaurant.
Hungry, right?
And then he went up, he didn't even have to get out of the boat, because you handed him down.
Yeah, I got him from the
That's
chef.
So
yeah.
Cool.
No, but anyway, that was a great trip, and the good news is, we had John Connor from the Islander on the show last week. There will be a next year.
Yes.
Oh, thank
whether
goodness.
We are going to do it, we will be doing that trip again next year. And
yeah.
I'm telling you, for those that missed it, don't miss it.
What, well, yeah, I just don't understand. We had a light load this year, and we're talking about you get on a beautiful sport boat.
And what great weather, right?
Oh, you sleep like a baby on the way out. You wake up at you wake up at gray light, and they're launching your kayaks on a deserted island, and you're fishing calicos like no other with the great group. I mean, some of the same guys go every year.
And we had some yellows, too.
Oh, yeah. I caught them.
But the point is, I want to get back to the kayaks that were on that trip. We call them event kayaks.
Yeah, they're all for sale.
They're all for sale. Now, they don't discount Hobie.
Well, these are used kayaks now.
Yeah, this isn't, yeah. This isn't used once.
They got a little salt water on them.
So you're selling them now at a reduced price.
Right.
Fastlane.
Right. All you got to do is come down and check with us. Cool. We got all kinds of stuff. And plus, we have a lot of trade-ins. For the new pro anglers.
You were telling me that happens a lot. A guy, you know, get a boat, loves his boat. Boat is still perfect and great, but maybe he wants something a little bigger, maybe even wants something a little smaller, and then they'll switch those boats out, and you get to sell those that are rigged just right for fishing everything. Again, something that never is on discount at a killer price.
Right, and you know how fishermen are. The boat 2 feet bigger always looks better after about a year, you know.
Of course.
If I only would have got that 21-footer, you know, if I only would have got that 25-footer. So, there's a little bit of that goes on with kayaks, too.
And you have Afrin's Outback.
Right now,
my favorite kayak. I love the Outback.
Yeah.
And that's what you have down at your place, right?
Yeah, 5 Outbacks and 1 Pro Angler.
Yeah.
So, we just had Chris Minnick with us on that trip to San Clemente Island. He was in his kayak, comfortable, for 13 hours.
Yeah. So cool.
The bait tank working 13 hours. At least. It would have gone longer.
Well, you needed
fish finder.
Near the end, you
hours.
Needed to switch out the battery, right? Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Well, mine didn't have to be switched out.
But it's pretty
Maybe
amazing.
You better
how,
get a new one.
But it's pretty amazing how long those batteries work.
It's killer.
So, anyway, Ron, you do have these event kayaks at Fastlane. They're not going to last, they go quickly.
Yeah, in fact, I've been gone a week down at down fishing Cedros, so I'm not sure how many are left.
Yeah, for sure. So, get down to point is, you want a kayak, get down to Fastlane.
Yeah, this is really a great time because I know we have event boats going, we have the Islander boats going, and we have Afrin's boat is available.
Yeah,
which is it's a year old. I switch out his boat every year. It's got a lot of cool stickers on
it,
too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Afrin's boat's cool. So I have very sad news to report. Our engineer, guy that's been doing our remotes for long time, like over a decade, Dick Warren passed away on Thursday morning. I heard from his son, Isaiah. We call him the chief.
Grandson, yeah.
Yeah, the grandson, Isaiah, that he had a stroke and had some complications from the stroke and passed away on Thursday morning. We're crushed to lose our engineer and friend Dick Warren
and family. That's part of the Let's Talk Hookup family.
Let's Talk Hookup family, and the good news is Isaiah's gonna carry on for Dick and still do the remotes for us.
Our chief engineer.
Yeah, the chief engineer and in his grandpa's tradition, but there, I posted a great shot of Dick overlooking Isaiah at North County Ford in Vista last year, just watching over what his grandson's done. And he had Isaiah's lucky; he had the ultimate trainer in Dick Warren. Dick Warren not only did Let's Talk Hookup, but he did numerous broadcasts here on the Mighty 1090 and all over the place. So I know throughout the radio industry, Dick's loss is a huge, huge hit to the Southern California radio community. So, Dick Warren, rest in peace.
He was a great man, and it's just rare that you see that these days. It was such a cool thing of Dick's passion, and it was very fun to get to watch him share his passion with Isaiah. It wasn't a job, and
no.
Isaiah is an extremely impressive and talented young man.
He's going to be a doctor.
Exactly. Sure. That's what I'm saying. Like, he didn't need to be the guy to push buttons, but this was a passion that Grandpa had and passed it down to Isaiah, and it was a really, really cool thing to get to watch happen, and he was a great guy, and it was a really sad day to get that news, and definitely part of the family.
Yeah, no doubt. We're going to miss Dick big time, for sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going on, and if you want to be a part of it, we want to hear from you. Two ways you can reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. First is with our local line. Again, that's 858 area code 457-1090, or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090.
All right, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we start it off over in Mission Bay this morning? We're going to talk to Roy. Good morning, Roy. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Great. What's up, Roy?
First off, prayers to Isaiah and his family about Dick there. Always enjoyed seeing them, both of them. Secondly, Lon, on those Hobie kayaks that you have, What is your washing method? I know as far as rinsing it off and stuff, you rinse off and then you do the drive. But what about all the lines that go to, like, the rudder and the other parts that are, you know, that you can't really oil or really get to on an easy basis? How do you guys take care of that?
You know, that's a good question. And I think prioritizing, you know, your cleanup method. And Jeff's kayaks down on the island get used quite a bit. They're on their third season. And his guys, I just watch them do it every single day. They hose them down good.
Okay.
They particularly hose down the seat, getting all the salt off of the seat. They actually use a little soap on it to scrub them down because they get a lot of use. They get a lot of scale. They get a lot of fish blood all over the place. But, and then as far as the Mirage Drive, that's key to keep the sand out. Okay. Particularly with the new Mirage Drive 180, the reverse, there's just a little more moving parts. It's a little more complicated. So it's really a great idea to really pay attention to that. Hose it down good. Be working the pedals, the cranks, back and forth while you hose it down so you get that movement flushing out kind of thing.
Okay.
Now, inside, those lines are pretty bulletproof. They're Spectra, and I have seen Jeff's guys hosing down the insides every once in a while. But it's not as critical as the Mirage Drive and the seat, which makes sense. They're moving parts.
Is there any type of a lubricant or anything like that that you use? You spray a Crow's Neck or anything like that on that kind of stuff, or is it just fresh water all you need?
I think those new oils that coat are really great. Hobie has a little bottle. It's super inexpensive. It coats the chains. It coats where the chain actually swedges to the cable.
Okay.
That's a good one.
What do you use, Jeff, down at the island?
We
certainly take some abuse down there.
Yeah. So, soap and water, like Ron says, everything gets that. And then wiping down is a very key thing, too. I think we use these squeegee towels that Chris brought down. Everything gets fully, like, dried, and then I use a silicone spray, especially on the chains and stuff like that for all the drives. And
smart.
I've never had any issues with our drives. I think that spray is pretty key.
Taking care of them every day.
Even the seats, too. We washing them every day is super critical. And the only thing that's happened on ours is the little, I don't know what it's called, the thing in the back for the adjustment to recline and stuff. That thing has come undone a couple times.
On the Vantage seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
You mean the lawn chair. The lawn chair
and exactly,
a kayak.
Exactly.
Yeah,
the lazy boy.
Oh, man, that's a comfortable lawn chair.
But like Ron says, the
13
cables.
Hours.
Yeah.
The cabling and everything for the rudder and all that, we don't mess with it too much. It doesn't need anything. You know what I mean?
The 180, Mirage Drive 180, is a game changer.
Oh.
I mean, it's so cool.
We would not have been able to fish where we were fishing.
Yeah.
Without that, you know
explain
what I mean?
That. What does it allow you to do, the Mirage Drive 180 on the kayak?
It was the most obvious. I was fishing with Chris at Natividad, and we were on boiler rocks, and we had to get in close, bounce our plastics. I mean, pretty much in the pools that were pouring down to the
off the rocks into
home
the water.
Home is home, you know. Yeah. And so then, when the waves come, you got to get out of there, and to turn a kayak and point it out. Is kind of
slow,
daunting.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, oh, am I going to make it around here?
Right.
Especially when the water's surging. Now, with the reverse, you just get in, cast, pop it in reverse, and man, you back out quick.
That's so cool.
It's important too because a lot of those bigger calicos, when you're catching them in a foot of water, they immediately bury in a rock. So if you're in reverse already backing out, now you have the leverage of your kayak
sure.
to kind of get that guy from not burying his head in the rocks because.
Yeah.
It's then now you're trying to get in very close to get your fish, you know, and you're risking everything.
Yeah, point, for sure. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now. You want to get through, there's your chance.
Next up, let's talk to Bob. He's calling us from Murrieta this morning. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Boys, good morning. Thanks so much for taking the call.
Thanks
for
joining
us.
Hey, I just wanted to ask a couple of questions about the September tours that you were talking about. Does a person have to worry about hurricanes in September that far north? And then second, could you just do a brief overview of a trip that's available right now?
Cool. Yeah, thanks for the question. So definitely in September, you know, like obviously we've already had two storms this year, so it's kind of a little bit odd of a year. So, storms are definitely something to keep our eyes on. The beauty of my place being smaller, I'm not interested in, you know, like keeping your money if there's a storm comes or something like that. Like, we might miss our trip, but you're not going to lose out on your money, basically. You know, I'm going to take care of you, make sure you get that back, and we'll try to replan a trip or something like that. I don't want you coming down and not having a good time. So, you know, you're always, with us anyway, you're always covered. You know,
I really think the thing to worry about is securing that date.
Yeah.
Call today and secure the date. We're talking about six people get to go, so be one of those people.
Yeah.
I'm in there, aren't I, on September?
You have two.
You're making me worry.
Well, we have a Let's Talk Hookup trip.
Yeah, and he has a Fastlane.
And he has a Fastlane trip too.
Woo!
Both of them are sold out.
So he had,
They're done. But you can get on a waiting list, right?
Yeah, you can call, but
that's a good idea.
You know, I was surprised that we had that August trip.
That's funny.
You know,
yeah, that
canceled, but
yeah,
you know, there's already people. There's already people on. There's one spot left.
One spot left in August.
Yeah.
So. Wow.
He had another question about what to expect, I think.
Yeah, kind of just an overview rundown of what a trip like that in September would be.
Yeah, so we talked about how we travel down, but so you get down to the island. September is a really good time of year. A lot of species passing through there. Definitely tuna are going to be around. Dorado, the yellowtail are still biting. Calicos are going crazy. So kind of a wide variety, everything that you'd expect up here. And, you know, being a smaller tour like we are, I can go anywhere. Like if I hear, you know, that some, you know, maybe wahoo or something weird is going on, then, you know, we can run and go get that too. So yeah, pretty much everything that's going on up here in San Diego, you're going to find abundance of down there. And I like fishing for it all. So tuna especially, that's my number one species of chase. So
during your operating season, the calico bass and yellowtail is an option 100% of the time. So
always.
Like when the doors are open at Cedros Kayak Fishing, that that is always an option. And then there's an influx of other things that can and do happen, sea bass thresher sharks and tuna and dorado and all those kinds of things, those influx in and out. But your mainstay, calico bass and yellowtail, is always good during the time your doors are open.
That's like my bycatch, I almost call it, you know what I mean? Or, you know, like, let's go target, you know, we can always come in and mess with those guys. But like, let's go see what else is biting around the island, see what the island's telling us to do, try to find something else a little bit more creative that maybe some, you know, the other guys aren't doing for sure, and then come back in. And, you know, calico bass are pretty reliable, you know, throughout the day to kind of save your day. And yellowtail, they're running all around all the time, so you could waste your day chasing them, but there's always opportunities, it seems like.
Wait a minute. You are still just fishing. We went out fishing. Richard caught a way over 30-pound yellowtail.
Absolutely.
And then we were all, it was kind of windy and stuff. And so when you say save your day, oh, my God, we just motored in and we're fishing those boiler rocks on the pongas right next to him, and then he catches the biggest calico.
Yeah, that's
Richard
cool.
had, I mean, like, he had, I mean, this
it
is,
was his trip, like, you know, that,
yeah,
his fishing has really
blew up
last year. Like, it was amazing to watch. You know, we had this guy that came out last year, and he was a little, you know, inexperienced, I would think, and we had fun with him, and then he booked two trips, which I was, you know, really great to see him come back. And
got addicted.
He did, but he went and practiced, obviously. Like, he said he didn't fish that much. I don't believe it. Like, he came and he was a completely different guy, and he was catching fish. And
he was hooked.
He was enjoying himself. He got to get the full experience out there because he went out and practiced a little bit. And we got to take him into some key areas, like around those boiler rocks.
That's
and stuff.
Cool.
So, awesome.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. And that does free up an 877 number. It's been a busy morning. Here's your chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Another winner is going to win a Salty Crew package. It's 877-792-1090.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created 2 new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in 2 gear ratios and 2 different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. I want to remind you this portion of the show is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer you the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. And don't forget Fish Pros to Market with their famous smoked wahoo, tuna burgers, and more. You can pick up at their Liberty Station location. Stop by and taste it. You will be hooked. And again, saw a cool Instagram video from the guys at Fish Pro serving local white sea bass. So they are buying fish from local commercial fishermen, and in their market they have available fresh caught from hook and line, local guys, fresh white sea bass. And then they showed like a cool pairing of their Fisherman's Processing rubs they'd recommend.
Really?
So, yeah, if you wanted to go buy some fresh caught fish.
So they have fresh fish right there.
Yeah, they got it.
You can purchase over the counter.
They got it. I was talking to Sean at the Landing. They've got a, you know, they've got their case available, and they're working with a handful of just local commercial, you know, rod and reel guys. And when one of them has a fish that's up to the Fish Pros standard, you know, their whole deal, like everything ultra premium, you know, the table ready, everything. And when a fish meets that criteria and it's right, then they'll buy the fish and offer it for sale in the market. And yeah, just really cool. Those guys are doing some really fun stuff over there.
Yeah, really good. So go check it out. Fish Pros the Market right at Liberty Station there.
You got it.
Go have a beer over at Stone and then walk over to Fish Pros.
Yeah, you're speaking my language. That sounds like a good afternoon.
Yeah, it's good stuff there. Hey, want to mention my friend Bryce Miller that writes for the San Diego Union Tribune. Wrote a great article on yellowtail fishing. He texted me last week. He says, "What's going on?" I go, "Yellowtail."
Yeah.
Gave him Ryan Bastian and phone number. He called him, put an article in the newspaper. It's in there today. He did a great job talking about when Ryan Bastian says it's more yellowtail than he's ever seen in his life. That's a lot of yellowtail.
What does that mean? That's crazy.
A lot, and that's kind of what the article says. And also, he did some research with one of the NOAA guys talking about why this biomass is so good, because they had a really good a hatch, I guess,
recruitment
in 15 years ago. So it's a great article. Check it out. Today's San Diego Union Tribune, really a good article on why we're having such great yellowtail fishing. And then go yellowtail fishing.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Hey, Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information. This week, bluefin tuna. That's going on, too. And then local yellowtail fishing and calico bass fishing on fire. Of course, a lot of good freshwater stuff. Check this week, is it? this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
So cool to see the quality of bluefin back the way that it is. Like, I mean, obviously, we were up in Kingfisher. Everybody's checking their phones. You know, Steve Pennard and yourself and I, like, oh, my God, look at this fish Dwayne caught. And, oh, my God, look at what the new Loanne did. And, hey, check this out on the Outer Limits. It was just really cool to see that unbelievable trophy class of bluefin is happening yet again. It's the craziest thing that... You know, I've been working at Fisherman's Landing my whole life now, and knowing that when a guy goes on board an overnight trip, you know, if a guy buys a ticket and he's going fishing on the Queen, he 100% has the opportunity at catching a 200-pound fish on an overnight trip. You know, on an overnight, you for sure have a shot at a 200-pounder right now. It's so cool.
Yeah, pretty amazing. So get out there and go fishing.
Backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, right in our back. I'm just waiting for Ron Lane to put a kayak on the boat. And then go out to one of those schools of bluefin and sneak in.
We'll call it tuna skiing.
Tuna skiing, yeah, that would be something.
That's going to be pretty darn cool.
It's the right weather day, Ron.
Sleigh ride.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it, man. Well, they're packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to the boys. Why don't we talk to Gabe, who's calling us from Carson City, Nevada this morning. What's up, Gabe? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to extend my condolences for the loss of your engineer there. I know he's a valuable member of your family.
Yeah,
and I feel sorry for you.
Thanks, Gabe.
So, Ron. Hey, Ron. My wife and I got a couple of Toby Outbacks last year, and we go up here to Big Lake Tahoe, and they were thinking about looking at getting some of these Mirage kayak sail kits to kind of get around the lake a little bit faster. Do you have any thoughts on those? How easy are they to put up, take down, that kind of stuff?
Oh, you know what? I get scolded all the time for not being more excited about the sailing potential. I had one guy come in and say, hey, you know that sail you sold me cost me $50,000. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, I like sailing so much, I bought a sailboat. and I've had multiple fishermen say, well, hey, throw that in too. You know, give me that too. Yeah, give me that. And then they come back and they say, you didn't tell me it was so fun. But a Mirage Drive kayak with a sail kit on it sails pretty darn well. And it's not just a little attachment that will take you downwind. They actually sail upwind because they have the Mirage Drive, which gives you bite or lateral resistance, so you can actually sail it upwind, and it'll tack pretty easy because you can pedal through the tack. So, you know, and I've had several clients buy them because they're going to go pedal way out to try to reach the 9 mile, catch some tuna, you know, yeah, when they come close, and then they sail all the way home because it's just like an easy broad reach.
And this is just a regular kayak.
Yeah, no, well, regular kayaks won't do it because they don't have the Mirage Drive to act like a centerboard.
I mean a regular Hobie Mirage Drive kayak.
Yeah.
And see, you use the Mirage Drive like a centerboard.
That's right.
So like an Outback, you can put a sail on it?
All the Hobies can have sail kits in them.
No, you don't need the outriggers like the
You know, I got to tell you, when in doubt, let it out. Well, you're holding the line. If you let it out quick enough, you're not going to flip over. But for the guy who's maybe not too skilled, they have a product called the Sidekicks, which are blow-up amas and akas for the boat. So it makes it like a little baby trimaran. And some of the guys, you know, use those. We saw a guy
on our Islander trip.
From he's been to Jeff's place in Cedros. Remember the guy that had the operation? Michael.
Mm. Yeah.
Michael had sidekicks on his sport. Yeah, and it works
and
great for stability. Yeah.
So there you go. Check it out.
Nice question.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Why don't we jump right back into the phones? This time we're going to talk to Matt. Calling us from Newport Beach this morning. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to say I've been on the San Clemente Islander trip with you guys years back. And, Pete, did you bring your surfboard this time, or were there not really any waves?
On the island, no, there were no waves. Actually, there were waves,
but they were
right?
closed.
But they were they closed pyramids. So yeah, we didn't. Ron and I did not bring our surfboards. We stayed on the kayak all day.
That was an
epic
trip.
I also want to say that the Salty Crew shorts are the only shorts that I wear. I basically threw away all my other pairs of shorts, and I'd pick them up at the Fred Hall or wherever. Salty Crew shorts are the best.
The only problem those guys did with making their Salty Crew shorts is they're just too durable. Nobody's ever going to need to buy extra pairs because they don't rip, they don't tear, they don't have pocket issues. Like, they are such good quality.
You did good.
Yeah, the player pockets just make it amazing.
But the biggest feature on that short is when you go fishing, you're always piling stuff in your pockets. So when you bend over, it's not a pretty sight. So what they did with those shorts is they have the Velcro on the side so you can tighten them up and not be sagging. I got to tell you, that's a key feature for me.
Indeed. Hey, Matt, appreciate that. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, next up, let's talk to our good buddy Gus, calling us from Burbank. What's up, Gus?
Yo, you guys.
Hey, yo, Gus.
Hey, Gus.
Good morning.
How's it going there?
Good. I was telling my wife, Lolly, about all the Gus's smoked salmon you brought up, the kingfisher, with us, and she was very jealous.
It was the best treat ever.
That was very generous of you, Gus.
That was such a nice experience. You know, Seth Bone just has got that thing dialed down just perfect. Just everything is taken care of. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to bring any gear. They have really good gear on those boats. And
it was
just a really, really nice experience. I haven't been there in a couple of years, and, boy, it's just better than ever.
They do a really good job. We were fortunate enough to have very good weather out there, which was a nice bonus. The only downside to the whole trip was the king salmon. They said that the worst king salmon season they're experiencing in their history right now. The abundance is just not there.
Yeah.
That's why you're paying so much for fresh king salmon in the store right now, ladies and gentlemen, is the abundance is just not there. So, especially for Alaskan king, all the commercial guys are suffering and the sport guys are suffering. Now, on our boat, we got 7 in 3 days. We were fortunate, and that was a high mark, but we were with the number one salmon guy. And that was, to me, that, you know, fishing with Heath Bone, Seth's brother. I love fishing king salmon up there because you catch a lot of them normally. So we had to work for it this year. But everything else, the halibut, the rockfish, everything else was really, really good.
That was the big joke on our boat, the Mackay, which we do the opposite. We of course, go and we fish our king salmon. So we've got a bunch of, you know, friends that like to eat it, and it's, you know, the, you know, great eating fish and sea. But it's never been our favorite thing to fish for when we go up there. So we were all high-fiving. The big joke was, well, the salmon fishing is so tough, we don't even need to try this year. So we didn't, we spent a lot more of our time doing the things that are more our favorites, which are the rock cod and big ling cods and halibuts. And fortunately, with as tough as the salmon was, the rockfish and halibut was so good that it just really, really more than made up for it. It was great fishing, kind of for everything but the missing king salmon.
Yeah. How about you, Gus?
Yeah, I agree. There was never a dull moment. If the salmon weren't biting, the yellow eye rockfish were biting, the halibut were biting, and various other rockfish were biting, whenever we tried. So, you know, there were no king salmon, but there were plenty of other opportunities to
catch.
And
no coho salmon this year either, which was just, I mean, we've never seen that. We've been there, this was our 21st year up there. We've never seen that.
Yeah.
But they may be in there today.
Sure.
They may be there today. It's just when we normally go this time of the year, it's prime time for king salmon.
Yeah.
As well as a lot of cohos, too.
Gary White, the Iron Man, caught our lone coho of the trip, and it was the first one of the year on the boat that we fished on.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's just, you know, maybe that's just a little bit later of a run, and that will come and fill in the salmon
we'll
boxes.
See. But
we had our first day, just a noteworthy story, which, I mean, I can only count a handful of times it happened. Every single angler on our boat had a halibut over 100 pounds. Ken from Long Beach had 3 over 100. I had a couple over 100. It was just, we had a fantastic day of big halibut fishing. The thing that was unique about that day is they were all big, and we didn't, you know, typically while you're fishing those big ones, you also fill in some smaller ones that fill in the box. Like, every single fish we had was 50 pounds or better, which is a little larger than the slot limit size.
Yeah.
So we didn't put a lot of fish in the box. We had the best time ever. You know, our captain was like, well, you guys want to move and put some fish in the box? Like, heck no, man. We have no problem releasing 100-pounders all day. It was an incredible bite on big ones.
Yeah, and that's the thing about the fishing is so good up there now is that if you want to target big ones, you just go to the big one spot.
Yeah.
And you can catch all the big ones you want. Problem is, you may not get the ones that are in the slot limit to fill your box. So
what a bummer
chose,
that is.
Yeah, we chose to go get some fish for our box.
I'm not really sure your freezer needs any more fish, Ricky.
But we still caught, 70, 80 pounders, along with those ones that filled our box. But Heath was saying that, we could go to this spot and it's all 100 pounders. It's like, well, let's go there. We don't have time because we want to fish king salmon because we wanted to do it all.
Totally.
That's the problem. There's so much to do there. We wanted to do it all, and you only have so much time in the day to do what you want to do. But Kingfisher Charters, great food, great service. Once you get to Sitka, it's all handled.
Yeah.
And they're there to take care of you, and it's really, really a nice trip. And you were able to take your father again on Father's Day, which is fantastic. Next year, same deal, Father's Day trip. Next year, I believe it's June 15th through 19th next year. So if you want to join us, I believe there were only 8 spots left on 2019.
Yeah, that's for next year.
2019. So if you want to go, you better get on it.
Pete.
Yeah. Gus.
Pete, can I just say one thing? I'd like to ask Jeff if he can talk a little bit about yellowtail fishing with stick baits.
Yellowtail fishing.
Yeah. Can he ever?
Yeah. So obviously nowadays there's several different models out there, and you got to kind of experiment. And for each person, we fish all fish different. You know what I mean? And there's a certain technique of that twitch and pause method. And so some swim better for different people than others. And the biggest tip I could probably give is the persistence. It's a lot like throwing those big trout baits for largemouth bass. Like, you got to bring nothing else but the stick bait, and just so you'll focus and learn to fish that thing the correct way. The floating models, to me, seem to work better. The fish respond to them. I mean, you can be in 100 feet of water and throwing, a 6 or 7 inch stick bait that's on the surface, and the fish will come up and destroy that thing. So,
do you have a favorite for fishing yellowtail down there?
I use 2 models. The Strategic Angler lure that I sell is one of my favorites. They're just harder to get. Murph over there, the manufacturer, everyone's hand-painted, and they're beautiful. Super, super durable, and they fish very well. So I like those. And then I also throw another one called Fish Trippers. Fish Trippers Village, I think, is what they call. And I get those from a place back east, but they're also harder to get. The main thing is staying persistent, though, with them.
Gus, great to have you in Alaska, and always a fun time. I know you're going on our Whalers Cove trip, so looking forward to having you up there, Gus. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Speaking of Whalers Cove, we do have a spot that opened up. It's been sold out for a year. On our Whalers Cove Lodge trip, fantastic 4-day trip, August 14th through 18th, prime time for coho salmon and halibut and rockfish up there. There's an opening for up to 3 people, your own cabin, your own boat.
Nice.
Call Whalers Cove Lodge, 800-423-3123, or whalerscovelodge.com and grab that spot.
No doubt. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what's biting with our catch report. More of these boys talking kayaks and talking Cedros. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonel. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandNarrow.com. It's unique.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know: CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.